All right, welcome to PFW in Progress, another special off-season edition. Actually, every Tuesday and Thursday we'll be here from 12 to 2 doing what we do, talking Patriots and everything else out about the NFL. But today we have a special guest joining us right now, Brian Hoyer.
How's it going?
Brian, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
And I have to ask you a question. Do you even know that we do this show?
Yeah, Aaron talks about it all the time.
Okay,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Good for Aaron. Yeah. Good for Aaron.
We have an advocate.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's cool.
You know, I would have just lost a lot of money right there. I would have said for sure. I don't know who they are, and I didn't know they had a show.
The bigger question is, did you know the last backup quarterback that was on this show went on to make about $60 million with
sitting right in that seat?
There you go.
Just saying.
That's
true. We'll see what happens.
You know, Brady had to tear an ACL for that.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
I don't know if you're okay with that.
No, definitely not. You never
not necessarily advocating violence.
So, Brian, I know, you know, this is not the official offseason yet for the Patriots. What are you up to right now? Why are you here?
Just working out, trying to stay in shape. I mean, for me, you might want to take a week or two off, but you just got to get back into it. There's always someone that's, you know, preparing somewhere else, and you don't want to be left behind. So for me, obviously, to sign my tender and get in here and be able to work, use the facilities and things like that, and just stay in shape.
You mentioned signing the tender. Was your mindset this offseason, were you open to maybe there's a chance I could go to another team, or did you really want to be back here? What was your mindset heading into restricted free agency?
My mindset was just listen to what my agent told me to do. You know, that's what you hire him for, to and he has your best interest in mind. And so, you know, just waited for him to, you know, give me the go-ahead and sign. And I couldn't be happier to be back in such a great organization. And obviously I've learned a lot the last 3 years, and I'm just going to keep trying to do that this year and, you know, be ready at a moment's notice. And that's my job, and just continue to improve.
Was there any talk through him of taking a visit or
no,
anything
I didn't,
like that?
Nothing. I didn't hear anything from him.
Because if you listen to this show,
sure,
your trade value is way up. No, I'm serious. You know, everybody
somewhere between two ones and a two,
right.
we could get for you.
You know, it's amazing how, you know, no disrespect, but the less you do, the more your value goes up, because, you know, it's like an unknown. People know your name.
Sure.
You're a known commodity, come out of a big school and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And people know your name. And it's like, you know, they come on here and it's like, no, oh, maybe we could get a one. You know, it's like, you know, I have to say, if we could, you know.
But, you know, I do want to ask you, Brian, in all seriousness, we're sort of exaggerating a little, but there have been a lot of stories written nationally by guys like Mike Lombardi on NFL.com, NFL Network, and some others that are convinced that you are a starting quarterback in this league and it's a matter of time before you get the chance, and that you do have that value. I mean, how does that make you feel as you sort of prepare and continue to work with Tom?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's something that I don't really follow. I learned in college, you know, the hard way that you can't read the papers or watch TV or SportsCenter. I mean, it'll drive you nuts. So, you know, to hear it from you guys, you know, it's flattering. But for me, you know, I'm just trying to prepare and be ready at a moment's notice. I think, you know, you're just waiting for that opportunity, and you never know when it's going to come. And I couldn't be in a better situation to learn from, obviously, Coach Belichick, now Coach McDaniels, and obviously Tom. So it's just always a learning process, and you're always learning new stuff. You can always get better at certain things. So for me, it's just kind of, you know, keep improving and just, you know, wait for that opportunity.
You mentioned Josh coming back and the change there. Mm-hmm. It's early. Obviously, nothing has really started, but do you have any inkling as to how things might be a little different for you and the quarterbacks and the offense this year with him back?
Not really, because, like you said, we haven't started back up. But I think for me personally, it'll be good just to have another coach and another perspective to, you know, tell me what I can work on, what I can get better at. Obviously, Billy was great. At, you know, I don't think I would have, you know, really made the team if it wasn't for him. He really put extra time with me, you know, my rookie year, and he taught me a lot of things. But now you get a different perspective coming in, and it's always good to, you know, pick a new coach's brain and just see what he thinks. You know, there's going to be different opinions on, you know, what you can get better at or what you can work on. So I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Now, before we started the show, we were just kind of talking briefly about the new Nike shirts.
Sure.
I noticed you got a swoosh.
Yeah.
Is that part of the new apparel that they already
No,
gave
this
out?
Is just my own that I happen to work out in today. But
okay.
I'm really excited about it. For me, I'm kind of like a uniform, cleat, you know, all that like gear junkie. So I've been trying to check online and stuff and just see what the new stuff is. I saw our jersey in there, and, you know, the material and everything is great. It's going to be really cool to, you know, wear that stuff. And You know, for me, it's just exciting. I'm really into that type of stuff, so it's just exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like the biggest change is the material, from what I've read from other players.
Comfort level, yeah.
Tighter, and, you know, from pass rusher's perspective, not able to really pull on it and hold. So it sounds like that may be the biggest
difference. But for me, I came from Michigan State, which was a Nike school. So, you know, very early on, you know, when I got to college, you kind of – obviously it's evolved, you know, to the point where it is now, but it was always the top of the line, you know, the lighter material – the breathable mesh, you know, it's just easier to keep you cooler and things like that. So I'm really excited to, you know, see the gear that, you know, for working out and the cleats and all that stuff. It'll be cool.
Draft is coming up for the Patriots. Does that mean anything to you? Do you follow it closely, or is it just another day now that you're, you know, with the team? And,
yeah.
You know?
Well, I think, you know, you follow it a little bit. I'm, you know, first and foremost, I'm a fan of football and a fan of the NFL. And I remember being a kid in Cleveland and just sitting there watching, I mean, waiting for the Browns pick to come up and see who are they going to draft. And it's just exciting. I think it's an exciting part of the league. And, you know, now that you're in it, you kind of – there's other – it's not like I'm sitting there by the TV, but, you know, maybe you flip back and forth and you see what's going on. But, you know, it's just another day, I think, now. But it's exciting to see. You know, it's change, and,
right.
and I think change is always interesting. So
are you a fan of Cousins? Seems like he's kind of riding your coattails into the NFL.
Well,
he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job, and you know, he couldn't happen to a better person. He's a great kid, and you know, I think he'll do really well. He's a hard worker, very smart, and great leader, obviously. So, that's something that, you know, you want to follow. You want to see guys that you've played with, how they're going to do, and, you know, where they go, and things like that. And to be honest with you, his class is kind of the last class of guys that I play with at Michigan State.
Right.
So, you know, these guys that are going, you know, coming out this year, after this year, I won't really know anyone, you know, personally. So it'll be interesting to see where those guys go.
Tell us the truth, though. He's not as good as that, right? I mean, as a person. I mean, no one could be that good.
As who?
Kirk.
He's a really good person.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I did get to listen to him at the combine and talk, and he's an engaging personality just to listen to him speak. And I know he had some sort of speech that he gave.
Yeah,
that
I was going to
mention the rounds
that
on YouTube.
You know, I you know, being an alumni, I saw it, and it just makes you proud to have someone like that representing your alma mater. And, you know, he gave a great speech on, you know, the responsibilities that come with being in a mentor role, you know, playing college football, and obviously, you know, now in the NFL, but just a, you know, really at heart a great guy.
So Tim Tebow's not the only good guy who plays quarterback. There's others.
Evidently, he just doesn't have a microphone to tell everybody about.
If you, whether it's Kirk or any other quarterback coming into this league, what would be the, if you could only give them one piece of advice, what would it be?
Man, I think just studying. I think, you know, the physical part, you know, will come. If you belong, you know, the physical part is not something you need to worry about. It's really just, you know, getting in that playbook, you know, figuring stuff out, learning how defenses work at this level. That's the biggest part, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if you're here physically, you're here for a reason. I think the mental part is the biggest jump.
Before we let you go, I just have one quick question.
Well, I have a trivia question for you.
Right. Okay, your trivia can go last.
All right.
Because it probably won't be good.
Is this going to be about running draws out of the empty backfield?
No.
The cliche for all of us, and even post-Super Bowl, all the analysis was the Patriots need a deep threat. That's the one thing that offense needs. Can you explain to us why you feel that way as the quarterback of the offense, or why you don't, and how much can a guy like Brandon Lloyd maybe change that and help that?
Well, I mean, for me, you know, it's just, you know, I let those coaches make those decisions and things like that. And for me, our offense is great, you know, however they want to set it up. You know, obviously we have a great quarterback who makes great decisions, and we have a lot of weapons. So it'll be exciting to get those new guys in here and work with them. And it's always fun to, you know, throw to new guys and see how, you know, they run their routes, or, you know, I mean, when people come from other places, you watch them on TV and you're like, man, those guys look pretty good. And then you get to, you know, work with them firsthand. So it'll be exciting to do that. And however they want to set up the offense, or with a deep threat or whatever, and, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Can I ask you, you know, when Tom
you're
comes to the sideline,
you're stepping on his trivia.
He's excited.
You said you wanted to end it with this trivia. I just wanted to, you know, when you and Tom, you know, during a game, if Tom comes out to the sideline, what do you specifically, you know, do you give him advice or something that you see from the sideline, or when you're looking at the photos?
Does he yell at you?
Yeah, what's the Shut up, Brian, go over there and get my water.
Is that when you place your Uggs order?
Yeah.
No.
What are the conversations like?
It depends, I think. Sometimes, you know, there's a certain thing I might see that I think he really needs to know. Maybe it's something that was on the backside of a play that, you know, he probably didn't see. Or, you know, sometimes I know when to leave him alone. You know, there's definitely times where, you know, I just walk
three and outs.
Well, it just depends. I mean, sometimes I think he knows what's, you know, going on. There's no need for me to say anything. And, you know, other times, you know, we're looking at the pictures and I might try to point something out that they might have missed. Or, but for me, really, I'm just trying to – I always stand, you know, away from everyone else because I want to, you know, play the game through my mind. So I'm looking at the defense for the most part. So anything that I can give to those guys that I think can help, which, you know, usually they got the bases covered. They don't really need, you know, my input. But if it's something I think that's important and they're not really – getting to, I'll try to, you know, give my input. But besides that, I mean, you know, we got guys up in the box, we got guys everywhere watching, and you know, usually we got all the bases covered.
All right, before you leave, we have a Patriots pen for you.
Great, thanks.
Patriots Football Weekly.
These are from the 90s, so the ink might be
they might not have any more ink left.
No, they're great.
It's got a little hook in the end. I wouldn't climb any mountains with that.
we had some shirts too, but not the right size.
That's all right.
We have to order more anyway. Quick, I know you have to scoot. Quick, sure. Trivia question. Can you name the other Patriots quarterback who came out of your high school?
Out of my high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not Andrew Luck's dad, is it?
No.
I know he went to my high school.
No.
He
would have played, I think, late 60s.
He's from Yale.
Yes.
Dowling?
Brian Dowling.
Brian Dowling.
And do you know his other claim to fame?
He's from the that one cartoon.
That's right, Doonesbury. Good,
yeah.
Good, excellent.
I know my history. Yeah.
So now you earned your pen. All right. Brian, thank you so much.
No problem.
You know you have to go, you know, anytime now that you know that we're down here, you know.
Sure.
Stop
and
it.
And now you know how lucrative that seat can be.
Yeah. Right.
Worked we'll out pretty well for Matt.
Next time. Yeah, next time, t-shirt.
All right.
Thanks,
we're going to take a
Thanks,
break.
Guys.
Thanks, Brian, and we'll be right back.